This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 3rd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Korn are headed to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts with Gojira and Spirit Box on Saturday, September 21st. Tickets for the entire tour are on sale now. The Black Keys are getting ready to release their new album, Ohio Players, coming up on Friday. And it features a couple guest appearances, including Noel Gallagher from Oasis, who performs on The Game and Only Love Matters. And Beck appears on the song Paper Crown, along with rapper Juicy J. Other releases due out this Friday, Half Living Things from Alpha Wolf, The Afterlife Deluxe Edition from Five Finger Death Punch, Foghat's Slow Ride Live in Concert, Bleed Like Me, the expanded reissue from Garbage, Good News for People Who Love Bad News, the 20th Anniversary Edition digital release from Modest Mouse, and Vampire Weekend, Only God Was Above Us. In support of the American Red Cross, Black Veil Brides are hosting a virtual blood drive during their U.S. Bleeders Tour, inspired by the band's forthcoming single, Bleeders. The tour kicks off April 25th in San Francisco and runs through May 25th in Los Angeles. Dark Divine, Creeper, and Ghost Kid will provide support for the tour. That includes a stop in Boston on May 8th at the House of Blues. Jack White posted on Instagram, quote, "What a sweet gesture to receive here in Nashville this morning from the talented and gracious Beyonce, celebrating her new Cowboy Carter album. Much love and respect to you, madam, and thank you kindly. Keep making beautiful and powerful music. Nobody sings like you." The post was in response to a bouquet of flowers that Jack White received with a card that said, "Jack, I hope you are well. I just wanted you to know how much you inspired me on this record. Sending you my love, Beyonce." Billie Eilish, Robert Smith, Stevie Wonder, and Nicki Minaj are just a handful of artists of more than 200 that have signed an open letter warning against the predatory use of artificial intelligence in music. The nonprofit organization Artist Rights Alliance issued an open letter titled "Stop Devaluing Music" about the rise of AI in music. Through the letter, the artist-run nonprofit organization asked that developers, technology companies, and platforms and digital music services, quote, "pledge that they will not develop or deploy AI music generation technology, content, or tools that undermines or replaces the human artistry of songwriters and artists or deny us fair compensation for our work." Rumors are getting stronger that Linkin Park could be planning their return to music with a new lead singer. During a recent interview, Orgy frontman Jay Gordon talked about taking Linkin Park on their first tour. Gordon later remixed Points of Authority for the band's Reanimation remix album, saying, quote, "Very, very cool guys and obviously a great band. They've been around a long time and they're still going for it. It's going to be tough without Chester Bennington, but we'll see. I hear they've got a girl singer now. That's what I heard." He continued, "Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure who the singer is going to be, but I heard it's going to be a female. They might just try to move on like that. That ought to be interesting," he said. Adrian Belew, Tony Levin, Tool drummer Danny Carey, and guitar virtuoso Steve Vai are performing under the moniker Beat and will celebrate King Crimson on a fall 2024 North American tour. The extensive tour kicks off September 12th in San Jose, California, and runs through November 8th in Las Vegas. The tour will see the all-star band reinterpret three of the band's 1980s albums, Discipline, Beat, and Three of a Perfect Pair. Steve Vai also hinted that some other choice cuts from the band's discography could make the set list. The band have even garnered the approval of King Crimson founder Robert Fripp, saying, quote, "This is the project that Adrian Belew called me about last autumn, a project which I support and fully encourage and discussed with Steve Vai recently at McCabe's in Santa Monica. Even I suggested the name." The tour is planning two stops in New England, including in Boston at the Schubert Theater on October 11th and the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire on October 12th. Dream Theater have completed writing their material for the band's 16th studio album, marking the return of drummer Mike Portnoy, who returned to the group last October. Guitarist John Petrucci shared a video online saying, quote, "Okay, here we are. We did it. We worked so hard that our beards are gray. When this session started, I was completely black up there. We just completed the writing of the record and the tracking of the drums. Isn't that crazy? I could not be more psyched. Freaking came out amazing. So excited. Cannot wait to unleash this. You guys have no clue," he said. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 200 featuring Hardy is available now. And a bonus episode comes out later today featuring Joe Satriani and Steve Vai. The sit rep will return on Monday, April 8th.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.